Communications chair of the College Democrats, River Supinuck, says it's disappointing the university is censoring students. His group met with university leadership about this decision.
Unfortunately, he spent most of the meeting talking down to us, which we were disappointed by. We were hoping to get some form of concrete action about changing the policies surrounding the fence.
Earlier in the week, protest the summit was written and protected by the school with space for the students to address their concerns about Tuesday's event. In a message from the university president, he says CMU supports peaceful protest, public dissent, and the exchange of ideas. It goes on to say, after messages equating Nazism and Zionism earlier this year, in this latest message, the school is looking at how to move forward.
It would be a great disservice to, the culture on campus and the students on campus, to go back and renege on this commitment to free speech that has been a cornerstone of how Carnegie Mellon has conducted itself in the past.
The president's letter says recent years have seen more messages disconnected from, quote, meaningful dialogue. Cachado says once messages are allowed back, no one should feel a chilling effect to say their thoughts. But Supinuck says there is most certainly a chilling effect moving forward.
And knowing that just by unilateral decision, the president Jahanian can say, I don't like it and I'm going to paint over it, it makes us more hesitant to paint on the fence.
According to CMU, it looks to reaffirm the purpose of the tradition. No word on when next week messages may continue. Chris Hoffman, KDK TV News.
Will you describe the 1961 incident at Payne College in Augusta, Georgia, and tell us what happened, what you did?
Well, I'm just kind of a weird. My thing is always been, my attitude was, that my people made me what I became. You understand what I mean? In other words, I had, my hits were big in my community with my people first.
That's right.
And I couldn't come to grips with the fact that my people couldn't sit down front to listen to me. They got to go up in the balcony. I kept saying, why? I mean, what? And I knew, I wasn't totally out in left field about it. I knew that if I went against the grain, I was going to get sued.
Yes.
I mean, and I also knew I was going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew that going in.
But it was worth it.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. Because I knew from the outset I was going against the grain. It wasn't supposed to be done, and I got sued for it, and I lost.
But you didn't lose something else, your integrity, right?
That's right.
Yes.
And, I had a strange thing happen to you. It shows you what can happen. Nobody would believe this, but in Louisiana, when I went there with the same type of thing, I said, my people are going to have to sit down in front with everybody else. And I forget the guy's name, there was a governor at the time. But anyway, he wrote this song, You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they thought that it was going to be a riot, and how people think, oh, man, it's going to be hell to break, it's all going to break loose and all this type of thing. And what was surprising, the people came in the concert, and they all sat down together in Louisiana. Now, this ain't supposed to happen. They all sat down together.
Yes.
Nobody raised no hell. Everybody enjoyed the concert and left. And the governor sent me a letter and said he was very, very pleased that what we did was very, very nice. Of course, I had done this song, You Are My Sunshine, which
yes.
He wrote. So that kind of helped out a little bit, too.
A little bit.
Yeah. I've always felt, my mom always tried to teach me, you do what you feel in your gut that's right.
Yes.
You do what you honestly feel is right. Because you're going to know yourself when you're wrong. You're going to know whether you want to admit it. You might try to hide it, but you know when you are wrong.
That is true.
You know. And she says, look, you try to do the best you can. And believe in yourself, and try to do the right thing. It might displease some people, but you have got to deal with yourself when you go to sleep.
people like a rockin' time and stay awake both day and night. Just everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me. Cadillacs, a diamond mill, 10 suits of clothes to dress to kill, a 10 room house, some barbecue, and 50 chicks not over 22. Bands with chorus girls, a street that's paved with natural pearls, a wagon load of bonds and stocks, then open up the door with full knocks, then throw me. A lot of bread and gangs of meat, oodles of butter and something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonated soda by the pound. In for me. My mother told me before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times, hard times. Oh yeah, yeah. Who knows better than I. Well, I soon found out just what she meant when I had to pawn my clothes just to pay my rent. Talking about hard times, hard times. Oh yeah.
better than I.
Mr. Ray Charles, what to say? From his own words, talking about discrimination and racism, to Van Morrison, talking about if it had not been for Ray. Well, you know, if it hadn't been for Ray, y'all probably wouldn't be listening. Let's go back to one of our recurring themes over the last 50 or more years. And this one goes out to my man, Amir. often imitated, but never quite duplicated. This is the original, one-to-one. I'm Kevin Amos.
You say you haven't been rocked in a long, long time.
Sitting here for the last few hours, looking at you. reach the audience.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Just moves from wall to wall. No, he don't knock. He don't holler. Just glides.
make him stay. Black Ghost, Black Ghost, now you haunting me so long. Oh, Black Ghost, Black Ghost, now you following me so long. I just pick this guitar up and I play your lonesome song.
the same. I'll call you on the telephone. Why you're not here? Hard sleeping.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to One to One with Kevin Amos.
Around the curve, shot around the bend. Aim for the sky, seem like no end. I miss the target again. Oh, I miss the target again. Most of the time, know what I want, but I can't seem to find. I'm just a target again. Yes, I did. I'm just the target again. When I see what I've been praying for come through, things I'm believing for to make my dreams come true. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's now, or maybe it's never. It's when I get to heaven, I'm gonna hit that target and win. Give up, throw in the top, gonna keep on pushing, it might take a while. I'm gonna hit that target, my friend. Yes, I will. I'm gonna hit that target.